Evans International on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Moving house. Apparently one of the most stressful things you can do. Breathe. There are things you can do to minimise that stress. And one of them is narrowing down exactly what you need to do and when you need to do it. So Val Evans from Evans International has done that for you. After all, stressed out house owners are the last thing anyone needs on moving day.
We don't like stressed people on removal days. It's not good for anybody.
I bet it's not. I bet it makes everyone else's stress levels go up as
oh,
well.
Oh yes, it definitely does. So we need to remain calm, cool and collected.
So let's start with the to-do list, one for the actual day, one for a week before, but first let's begin with one 6 weeks ahead of moving day.
And what you need to do is you need to do some admin-y, what I call admin-y things.
Oh, the fun stuff.
The fun stuff, that's telling everybody that you're moving, but importantly you need to start setting things up because people like your telephone providers, utilities, etc., they sometimes need a bit of a longer lead time to make sure that when you move, that things are in place. Because let's face it, if we lose internet, everybody seems to think they've lost the ability to live, don't they? It's so important now is actually having internet.
I think it
comes before having running water, but there we go. So we need to look at that. You need to look at doing a mail redirect. And one of the best ways to do that is to pop onto the internet, or maybe your removal company will give you what you call a pre-move checklist, and just work your way down there and make sure that you do your change of addresses and your meter readings, etc.
We've created Val's version of your checklist, which you can get hold of right now at strayfm.com/home. What else do we need to do 6 weeks before moving day?
One of the really important things you need to do, and that is especially if you have chosen to pack all the goods, all your things yourself, is you actually need to start packing, I would have said, at least 4, but more like 6 weeks in advance of your removal day, because you will severely underestimate the amount of time it takes you to pack things.
Mm.
So make sure that you are packed up. And I would be really worried if the week before you move in, you start doing your packing, unless you're having a week off work to do nothing else but pack.
Val, it takes me over a week to pack for a week-long holiday. So packing up my entire house, I don't know how long that would take.
Yeah, so we actually definitely need to make sure that we're well on with that.
The time is almost here. 1 week until moving day.
So about a week before you move, I mean, obviously you'll have been in touch with your removal company on a regular basis before then, because of course you'll have been going through the trying to finalise dates. But about a week before, you just need to give them a call and just check the final arrangements, make sure what time the crew's turning up. If you've got any access issues either at your new home or your current home, then make sure that if there are cones that need to be outside, that that's in place. And, you know, and just simple things like that. Make sure that, you know, you are packed and ready to go.
So the day finally arrives. You may not have slept much, but what do you need to make sure happens today?
Well, on the day, you need to be up bright and early, because the removal crew will want to be with you bright and early. And just before removal day, what you need to have done is probably the day before is just taking some time out to put yourself a survival pack together. So you've got yourself maybe a change of clothing if it's over the removal's over a couple of days. If you've got children, make sure you've got toys and all of their essentials. And especially if you've got babies, make sure that whatever you're going to need for a couple of days is with you. Just set yourself a survival kit. Most important, if you are on medication, make sure you know exactly where your medication is and that it's to hand. And what we would suggest is that that emergency kit should really probably go in your own personal car, so that you know exactly where it is. Other things that you need to do is just make yourself a little checklist of like your estate agent's number, your solicitor's number, know where any important documentation that may relate to your sale and purchase that you may have to produce is on hand. Most people nowadays will maybe have this scanned on the computer, so make sure you know where your iPad or your laptop is, your mobile phone. One of the things that is common for people to say, oh, I don't know where it is they forget the mobile phone charger. So make sure you know where your charger is. Other things that you need to think about with regards to on the actual day is pets and children, because pets will pick up that you're moving as you start to pack your boxes. So they will start to get extremely distressed. So the best advice from any removal company is either put them in a nice, safe room. So if you don't want to put them into kennels, because that's the best place where they should be, wait until you move into your new home and then pick them up. But if you don't want to do that, which I understand some people don't, then make sure they've got a safe environment. And we would often say pop them first thing in the bathroom, because that's probably a room that there's not a lot of furniture or anything coming out of. Ask the removal crew to empty a room for you and then pop your pets in there.
I guess in an ideal world, there is a grandma, granddad, auntie, uncle, best friend, godmother, someone that will take all children and all pets.
That's absolutely fantastic, because what we do tend to find is that, especially the younger children, they want to be helpful.
Aww.
And sometimes being helpful is not really helpful, because they want to be on the lorry, they want to run up and down the ramp. And if you can imagine, you know, two guys carrying a large sofa out and they've got a 2 or 3 year old behind them, you know, then it's not the best thing to have around.
What about bills? Isn't there something you need to do? Read some meters, do that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're actually, you need to, on moving day, you need to take two sets of readings. One set is on the home that you're leaving. And then when you get to your new home, you need to do exactly the same. You need to read the meters for your gas, electricity and water. Also, a big thing that you need to do before you actually put the final tick on leaving your old home to move to your new one is you need to, with a member of the removal crew, is to walk round your old home, open all the cupboards, go in all the rooms, check the loft, because that is an obvious place that people often miss is the contents of the loft. Oh, we forgot to get that out. Go down round your garden, go to the garden shed, and before they shut those doors, just make sure that everything that you would like to move with you is actually on that truck.
So with checklist in hand, you should be fine on removal day. You can find Val's checklist at strayfm.com/home, or you can find out more about Evans International and how they could help with your move if you search online for Evans International and give them a ring.
Evans International on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.